Welcome to the Potter Marsh Spring Podcast, an audio tour of one of Alaska's most popular wildlife viewing spots. In this podcast, brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Audubon Alaska, we'll learn about the spring migration of birds and what other animals are doing at this 540-acre wildlife haven after the long Alaska winter. It's about 7 a.m. on a chilly May morning, and we're walking the marsh's boardwalk. Traffic on the Seward Highway is intermittent. There's a light breeze and a brilliant blue sky overhead. When people think of the marsh located at the edge of the city across from the Rabbit Creek Rifle Range, they often think of birds, but the wetlands here, and uplands too, are important habitat for moose, bears, beavers, muskrats, snowshoe hares, red squirrels, and numerous rodents. The marsh is also an important part of the larger 32,500-acre Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. Here to talk about that is Rick Sennett, Anchorage Area Biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Well, spring comes late in Alaska, and so in late May and June is when the moose calves are born. And they're born here in Potter Marsh and other parts around Anchorage. But they like to be in a brushy area typically and have their calf. And then for the first week or so, they don't move around too much. They kind of stay in the same spot. And then when the calf becomes much more mobile, they start kind of venturing out. And the calf starts getting more independent and kind of wandering a little bit away from its mom. But this is definitely a place where moose have their calves. In May, the trees and shrubs start putting out their fresh leaves and buds for the year. And moose definitely are browsers, so they eat a lot of leaves. They'll also eat forbs or, you know, plants that grow on the ground, like flowers and stuff like that, and grasses and sedges. But they primarily are browsers. So they're looking for fresh leaves that they'll strip off the trees and the tips of branches. Of course, the moose calves aren't eating anything green yet. They're still eating their mom's milk. But it doesn't take long. Just usually within a few days, a few weeks, they'll start nibbling on green stuff. And then over the course of the summer, they'll eat more and more green and less milk until they're weaned. Moose are common in Anchorage, and it won't be unusual to see moose from the viewing platforms and the boardwalk. You'll see a lot more ducks and things like that, but you will see moose. And bears are definitely around. They're not as common as moose, and they're not as comfortable around people typically, but they will be here, and especially later in the year, especially in the fall when the salmon are spawning.
Bears and moose may be harder to spot in the marsh, but birds, and especially swans, a joyful sign of spring, can often be seen right off the highway. Swans are often the first returning birds in spring.
Potter Marsh has two swan species. They're trumpeter swans are the more common ones that come through. They both come through in the spring, and the trumpeter swans have wintered down in the Pacific Northwest, like Puget Sound, places like that, Columbia River, mouth of the Columbia. But they come up here this time of year in spring, and they mostly pass through. They'll spend a few weeks kind of hanging around here in the marsh, and then they'll go to other parts of South Central Alaska. They'll find a lake, some remote lake somewhere, where they'll nest and have their young, and then they'll come back through. And they'll come back through in fall. The whistling swans are the other species of swan that uses Potter Marsh, and they don't use the marsh per se as much. They're more on the refuge on the other side of the railroad tracks, and they'll come through in spring. They're one of the earlier birds and signs of spring. They'll kind of come through town and just spend a few days here, really blow through, because they're heading for western Alaska, for Bristol Bay, where they nest, and the Aleutians. Spring is when we see and hear most of the whistling swans, and they're not the most common bird in the marsh. Trumpeter swans are here in the spring, but they definitely come back in the fall, and they'll linger sometimes for several months. They'll have their young with them, and they'll just be swimming in the ponds more along the road because the ponds are deeper there, and they can, you know, they like the deeper water because they have such long necks they can get to the bottom.
Spring migration also brings out birders. After the long winter, people begin flocking to Potter Marsh to see life coming back to the marsh. Potter Marsh is popular with locals as well as Alaska visitors.
My name is Moose Peterson. I'm a wildlife photographer, and this is a workshop that we have called Wildlife Photographers Base Camp.
Wildlife Photographers Base Camp.
Yep.
And where are you based?
We're based out of Mammoth Lakes, California.
And so how many folks you have here today, and where are they from?
Just six. We have them from Denmark, Sweden, Washington, California, Staten Island. That's another from New York.
And so what brings you to Potter Marsh?
Potter Marsh is a favorite of mine. I've been coming here for 25 years. It's just a marvelous place to watch life unfold.
And so what are your photographers looking at and photographing today?
The main thing right now this afternoon is we have two pairs of Arctic terns that are basically just 15 feet in front of us, and they're quite enamored of each other.
And beside them, anything else of particular interest to these guys?
Well, I love mule galls. They're a beautiful gall, so they're here. They're all in their fourth, fifth year plumage, so they're looking great. They have their eye for breeding season, so they're another great attraction. We have some waterfowl, but right now it's just galls and terns.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
The marsh is also a great place to bring kids. A good time to see goslings is from May through June. A young boy here has spotted a family of geese and is counting.
Oh, there we go.
You got it?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I see the babies.
What kind of babies are they?
Goose. I mean geese.
How many are there?
I'm not sure how many babies there are. I need to push a little glass to clean the lens, Mom.
Oh.
On another spring day, we came back with Stan Senner, Audubon Alaska's executive director. Almost as soon as we start down the boardwalk, we spy something swimming in the water.
So there's a muskrat there?
Muskrat, and looked like it was carrying some fresh spring, maybe greens of some kind, or maybe something to add to its little push-up house.
And what are they doing this time of year? They're finally happy to be out of there. And out from under the ice.
Yeah, I would think they're wanting to get anything they can eat that's got something green in it. Look like there are a couple mallards in there too, just on the other side of this little island. There we go. Two drake mallards. Often the very first birds here at Potter Marsh are trumpeter swans. When there's any open water at all, you usually get a few pairs in here. And then, of course, Canada geese are typically early migrants that are going to be in here. And on the other side of the road where the tide flats are, you get snow geese coming in on their way to Wrangel Island off the coast of Siberia. And then sandhill cranes. Now we've got cranes.
Oh, they're way over there.
Yeah, there are three cranes flying low over the marsh.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And landing now. Nice, we may even get a look at them from the
end of
the boardwalk.
Let's go down there.
Yeah.
Potter Marsh is also home to songbirds, such as swallows, which can be seen in spring feeding on mosquitoes around the ponds. On our outing with Rick Sennett, we stumbled upon a ground nest of a dark-eyed junco, a small sparrow with a gray-brown body and a white belly.
So what did we find, Nick?
A dark-eyed junco just flew up off the ground, and we looked down real closely and found its nest. The ground nesters, and the nest is really hidden, kind of tucked into a little cavity the bird kind of hollowed out under the dry grasses and leaves. There's five eggs in it, and the mom, which was sitting on the eggs, is sitting about 15 feet behind her heads chirping at us, and she'll come right back as soon as we leave and get back on the nest, but we won't stick here very long.
And with that, we'll say goodbye for now. Thanks to Rick Sennett and Stan Senner for leading us on this audio tour, and to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for providing funding for this podcast. Check back with us in summer to learn more about the nesting season and the Arctic tern, a remarkable seabird that spends the winter near the tip of South America and flies over 11,000 miles to its nesting grounds in northern Canada and in Alaska.